This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Election day means grabbing a snapshot of what voters want. One constituency up for grabs, immigrants. The rhetoric that surrounds immigration today may shape voting patterns for decades. And while a loud and angry minority of Republicans believe that immigration is itself worrisome, Democrats have controlled two branches of government for 2 years and managed to do nothing to reform the immigration system. Dan Griswold, director of the Cato Institute's Center for Trade Policy Studies, offers his thoughts. This term of Congress is up. Democrats, who've talked a very good game on immigration, really haven't done a whole lot. There was legislation out there, ready to go, imperfect, but probably an improvement. What happened?
Well, when President Obama was running for the office in 2008, he promised that he would bring up and pass immigration reform in his first year in office. That slipped by. He brought it up in a speech again 4 or 5 months before the election this year. It was a good speech. He said a lot of the right things, left out some important things. And it never really got to first base in Congress. And I think politically, this is why the immigration issue is cutting both ways this fall. I think a lot of Hispanics are concerned about the harsh anti-immigration rhetoric that they hear from conservatives and Republicans. But on the other hand, they look at the Democrats who talk a more friendly game but have delivered pretty much nothing in the 2 years that they've controlled the entire machinery of government here in Washington.
There is a cynical explanation for that, which is it's just too good of an issue to not let Republicans beat themselves up long term with this a lot of anti-immigrant rhetoric and a lot of vitriol, anger that could alienate a huge voting bloc down the road that allows Democrats not to actually do anything.
Yeah, this is a tough issue politically, and it's a tough issue on substance. Yes, there's a risk of alienating certain constituencies whichever way you go. I think there's definitely a risk for the Republicans if they try to sound too harsh on immigration. You know, they're the anti-immigration conservatives that are some of the conservatives who are anti-immigration that are part of their base, they're going to support Republicans anyway. The risk of Republicans is you turn off not only Hispanics, but more moderate suburban voters. I think, frankly, in this election cycle, immigration is being swamped by the bigger economic issues of debt and taxes and spending and Obamacare. So it's still there, but underneath the surface. And yes, I think the Democrats also realize it's a tough issue. There are some Democrats running in districts where immigration reform may not get them many votes. But also, I do think they've played some politics with it. Harry Reid, in particular, in the Senate, had a chance in 2007. A immigration reform bill came up in the Democratic Senate in 2007 and couldn't get passed. The Republican Senate, kind of ironically, I guess, in 2006 actually did pass out an immigration reform bill.
I've talked to some groups that are active with the Tea Party movement. One of those groups is FreedomWorks. Dick Armey has some of the most thoughtful positions on immigration, and I think has one of the best positions I've ever heard on it. But FreedomWorks as an organization is saying absolutely nothing about the issue. And that just tells me that it is an issue that either Tea Partiers are opposed to broadening legal immigration in the United States, or it's divisive enough that you can't do anything but lose on it.
Yeah, I think clearly if you polled Tea Party members, and some people have on various issues, you'd probably find they're probably less open to expanding legal immigration than maybe the population generally. And I think FreedomWorks has probably politically made the right call there. Immigration reform, something that would divide the coalition, whereas these more fundamental economic and fiscal issues that I mentioned a moment ago bring the Tea Party together and have given it its momentum. And, you know, you see in this campaign that immigration really hasn't been a top-tier issue. But that's not to say it isn't going to come up in the next Congress.
We're going to see a lot of essentially I'll call them less than loyal Republicans being swept into office in the House. In the Senate, it will shift more to the Republicans. As you noted, the Republican Senate in 06 was able to pass an immigration bill over loud objections of many Republicans. What should we expect from this Congress and a president who has promised to do something about comprehensive immigration reform?
I think in theory, on paper, immigration reform could be an issue where the two parties get together. I think a lot of Republican leaders have sounded reasonable on the issue. And by reasonable, I mean expanding legal immigration, some kind of path to legalization for those who are here, and then smart enforcement against those people who still operate outside the law. In other words, turning our enforcement power against real criminals and terrorists instead of expending these billions of dollars going after dishwashers and janitors and other people who just want to come here and work hard and build a better life. Unfortunately, I think the reality on the ground is the Republican Congress and I think the increased kind of Tea Party, more socially conservative representation, which bring a lot of strengths to the party, but immigration reform is not going to be on their agenda. And in particular, and this is really kind of nuts and bolts Washington talk, but the Republicans who are going to take over the House Judiciary Committee, if the Republicans take over the House, as most people expect, they have been strongly opposed to immigration reform. In particular, Lamar Smith from Texas, the San Antonio area, he's pretty much made his career not only fighting immigration reform, but pushing bills that increasingly penalize low-skilled immigrants who come to this country. He's in line to be chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He's made no secret that immigration reform, quote, amnesty, will basically pass over his dead body. And that was a bottleneck in 2006, even though the Republican Senate passed out a reform bill. It went nowhere in the House. In fact, the House passed out an enforcement-only bill. And as a consequence, immigration reform went nowhere. So, unfortunately, it pains me to say this, but this tough issue is probably going to languish for another couple of years until the 2012 presidential election changes the landscape yet again. And that just means we're going to live, once the economy picks up, I think the inflow of low-skilled illegal immigration is going to pick up again, and we'll just be talking about this issue 2 years from now.
Dan Griswold is director of the Cato Institute Center for Trade Policy Studies and author of the book Mad About Trade. You can get your copy at cato.org.